Blog Talk Radio.
What do you think about Jesus? Jesus in the morning, you give me Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, he's my reason for living, he's my source of survival, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, now give me Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening,
Welcome
Pastor, we're on camera. Good evening, sir.
Yes, Pastor Ben, good evening, good evening. I am on the road heading from St. Kitts and Madabaka. I'm just coming to Honeycomb Rock. I'm coming to, just come to Lyons here, and I'm coming up to Honeycomb Rock, heading into Topville. In the street,
yeah, your reception is pretty poor, though. Okay, reception is a little bit poor, so I might have to wait to reach you more suitable area. Okay, this is JRS Radio, Pastor Ron Cameron and the Redemption Show. Pastor, can you hear me? Okay, we'll take a break and we come back for Pastor Ron Cameron on the Redemption Show. Welcome to JRS Radio, and we are on the Redemption Show this evening with Pastor Rowan Cameron about the Clarendon Connection. We understand, Pastor, you are in transit and you are traveling on the road.
Yes, I am. I am coming to Honeycomb Rock. I am almost at Top Hill. I'm heading straight to Rickford to a crusade. Coming straight to River, coming straight from Greater Portmore. We had exams today. We had the City and Guilds exams today, so we're heading, have to be heading back now to Clarendon to for that crusade in Rickford. But we continue to give God thanks for His goodness and His blessing and His mercy. You know, we have to be praying even more, because when you see what is happening in the world today, we just have to be praying and see what is happening in England. You know, over with the that
fire,
that apartment building there that burned, so many lives were lost.
17.
You know, and we see what is happening in America and even in Jamaica. You know, Jamaica is a crime. Even the Prime Minister is saying now, you know, the crime is very a big cause of concern. You know, and we cannot allow it to escalate. You know, so they're having a big conference down here. You know, but we have to continue to trust in God for His goodness and for His blessing and for His mercy. You know, so much has been happening. You know, we have to just continue to depend upon God for His blessing and for His mercy. The GSAT results are out, and of course, you know, we have to talk about Brandon Ilka. They did very well. Out of the 38 that the result came back for, 15 of them is going to Clarendon College. So I am really, really, really excited about that. And talking about Clarendon College, they'll be celebrating their 75th anniversary. you know, this year, Clarendon College will be 75. You know, the issue of Clarendon College was a man by the name of Lester Davy in 1942. He said he's going to light a beacon. He's going to light a candle in Chapelton, and by the grace of God, it will never go out. And from 1942, Clarendon has been going on until now, so 75 years, and it has noted that Clarendon College over those 75 years has produced over 2,000 medical doctors, countless politicians, lawyers, pastors, teachers, nurses, you name it. I was there Friday to celebrate with them, where I conducted their devotion, you know, and truly we give God praise and honor for his blessing. They'll be later on, next month, they'll be having a big ceremony at Stuart Hall to celebrate that 75 years that a visionary by the name of Lester Davy started. And just as he started Clarendon College in 1942, by 28 days later, he was killed in a train crash. And Clarendon College still labored on as a beacon of you know, Clarendon continues to be. So we just continue to celebrate that goodness, celebrate God, the goodness of God for his mercy and his blessing. We can't stop praising Almighty God. That's what we are called to do. And also, the funeral service for Captain Burrell will be on the 28th of this month at the National Arena. That's where the service will be held, at the National Arena, and then they're gonna be taking him to the Upper Camp, the JDF. There is where he's gonna be buried. So he was a captain, he's gonna be buried at the JDF cemetery. But the service itself will take place at the National Arena, and that will be on the 28th of June. So that's the service for Captain Horace Burrell. We're still, you know, the country is still mourning and still in a state of shock,
right,
at the passing of such a great man, you know, a great Jamaican icon who was really, you know, gave his all for Jamaica and for the football fraternity. Not only the football fraternity, he gave his all for the Manufacturers Association, because, you know, he's into bakery and all that type of stuff. So we just continue to give God praise for such a great man as Captain Horace Burrell.
Yes. Wonderful.
So I am still on the road. I am still in transit, man, but I'm still hooked up to the redemption show. We say to God be the glory, great things. Yeah, we're still excited about what God is doing and about what, you know, he's moving amongst his people. And truly, you know, we're heading up to Rexford now, where you know, they're having the crusade from last week. And see, Pastor, then the power of God. When I see so many young people getting saved, But I see young men in church just worshiping God. It is really indeed a beauty. You know, we just have to continue to give God praise for all his blessing and for his mercy, to see the young men turning over their lives to Almighty God. Now, one of the scriptures says, "Where it all shall a young man cleanse his way? But by taking heed according to the word of Almighty God." So we are glad when you see these young men, because when you look at the figures of the age of the young men in prison, none of them are teenagers, and they're up, they'll go as far as age 25, and they're already on so many charges. So, you know, we just have to continue to pray and to trust God that, you know, he will start a revival in Jamaica land. We love, and we ask people to support, you know, our country and keep on praying for our country. You know, because as we see, it's evident what is happening in the world today. The Bible said the enemy goes about like a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour. So we just continue to lift up the name of Jesus and depend upon him. Because as I said before, and I say it again, it is not Allah, it is not Buddha, it is not Selassie, it is not Confucius. It is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. So we just continue to trust God Because he never fail. He never fail. We have to depend upon him. One writer say, all the way. My Savior, lead me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy? Which your life has been my guide. Heavenly peace, divinest comfort. Hereby say to him to dwell. For I know what here befall me. Jesus, do it. All things well. So it's all about Jesus. And we continue to give him praise and honor and glory for his blessing and for his mercy. I am telling the man, I am driving, but I'm excited to talk about Jesus. Oh, my one. That's why the Apostle Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. So I am coming down now into St. John Tapley. So I am officially now in Clarendon, because you know the border between Clarendon and St. Catherine is St. John Tapley. At the foot of St. John Tapley, you cross over into the Clarendon border. So I am on home soil. I am on home soil, man. And I tell you, to God be all the praise and the honor and the glory. We continue to trust in him, Pastor Ben. We cannot go without Jesus. We cannot go without him. Oh, my God. One songwriter say, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. God is good. We are excited about, you know, what God is doing, moving among his people, saving these young people. Because I tell you, if the gospel does not reach them, the enemy is about to get them, and we cannot allow that. My God, we must populate the kingdom of heaven. Oh, my God, because the writer says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we have to continue to spread that good news, because truly, our God is amazing. He's an amazing God, and we just continue to praise him for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. This is the Redemption Show. Man, I am on the road, but I'm excited. Dr. J, are you in the building? Carmen, Maxine, oh my God. Truly, God is amazing. He's amazing. And I'm excited to talk about him. Oh my God. One writer said, don't try to tell me that God is dead. He woke me up this morning. And to him belongs all the praise and the honor and the glory for his blessing.
Amen.
Oh, Pastor Den, but the road is bad, man. The road coming into Clarendon now is so bad. Oh, my Lord. I tell you, the rain just fell a couple of weeks ago, man, and the road is in a terrible condition.
Wow.
I'm just wondering what the government is doing towards these roads, man, that need to be repaired. But I'm still coming in, man. I'm still coming in. Bob Marley said, coming in from the cold. I am still coming in, man.
Coming in from
and
the cold.
And depending upon God for his blessing and for his mercy. Truly, God is worthy to be praised.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful, sir. Good stuff. And good that you're keeping us on the globe up to date of what is happening in and around Jamaica. And around the globe, too. As you mentioned about the crime rate is spiraling out of control, and also the police is now asking for information of how they can solve crime. I mean, they are asking for feedback. Are you there, Pastor?
Yes, sir, I am here trying to navigate these bad roads, I tell you. It is not easy.
Okay.
But I am soon gonna be in Croftsdale, and I go up to Seven Ground and then to Kelly. The road is not easy, Pastor, the road.
Yeah. Okay, so they're asking, or they can solve crime in Jamaica.
Well, the Prime Minister today, there's a conference on, and and he was you know, he was talking about the crime rate, but and there's a factor here that is at play, which is a group known as the name of Indicom. And he's and the Prime Minister is charging the police that they, you know, crime is high, but they have to balance it with with human rights thing, because you know the police are sometimes even afraid to, you know, because we had a police force that they say do a lot of extra judicial killing,
yeah.
And that is where Indicom came into the picture and you know, they really clamped down hard on the policemen, so some of them are even more comfortable to fold their hands and turn their back. But the Prime Minister is saying, you know, they have to still do their job, but it has to be in a more balanced way. In a more balanced way. So, man, you wonder whose side you should be on, because the police have to do their job. Crime is high, but then you have Indicom who are enforcing certain measures upon them, and you know, what are we gonna do? What are we supposed to do? You know, because we can't just lay back and let this monster of crime take over our island. And at the same time, the law enforcers, they are being penalized for you know, performing their task in most cases. I am not gonna give the police a clean slate. But you know, if they are doing their job, and the crime rate is so high, you can imagine if they should lay down arms, what would happen?
Mm.
So the Prime Minister is saying we have to be wary of human rights and see that the citizen rights is not violated. But the crime is hurting our country, it's hurting our economy, it's hurting our children. It is just bad, man. It is just really. Look over what happened in Hanover. The gunman, they go over there, and they just wipe out a family. Four of them dead one time, you know. And over in St. James, my Lord. And it's even affecting the Ministry of Health, because in the newspaper this morning, right? We are in June. We are at the 15th day of June. And already we have gone 600 and had murders already. And the blood bank is saying they do not have enough blood, because the crime takes a toll on every aspect of the society. You know, so I always support what the former Minister of National Security said, Peter Bunting. We need divine intervention. It's not a laughing matter anymore. Jamaica needs divine intervention.
Intervention, yes.
And we know with God all things are possible. But,
yes.
But the crime rate is a major cause for concern. And that was the sentiment of the Prime Minister today when he addressed that group. Pegasus Hotel, they're having some big conference on crime.
Yes. That is staggering. Okay. The Denver show. Any movement on the Denver show coming up? Okay. Not hearing from Pastor. Pastor is traveling.
Yes, I am still on the road. I just passed through Crossville, just passed the police station. You know, heading up to Carnegie Gate, and then we're gonna go down to Seven Grong, go down to Stuart Hill. I tell you, man, this is amazing. This is really amazing.
So what's the weather there like? I know you have rain for weeks.
Yes, we had rain yesterday, a lot of rainfall yesterday, but today was very dry, but a lot of rainfall yesterday, and I think according to the weather we are expecting more rain.
Okay. And Denby show coming up soon? Denby show.
Yes, man. Denby will be on in August. That's Independence. That's going to be August. It was launched.
Okay.
It was launched. Okay. The Denver Show was launched, I think, last week, and Senator Norman Grant and all the civil and Jamaica Broilers will be introducing a new breed of chicken to Jamaican people are looking forward to it and stuff like that, because, you know, Jamaica Broilers are the leaders in broiler and poultry rearing, you know.
Okay.
So they've done. But as usual, the Denver Show is gonna be excited. I they were worried about the impact of the rain that fell earlier this year on the show. But you know, God is always good to us in regardless of what the weather condition has done. You know, we are still able to have a wonderful agricultural show. You know, so this year, I know that this year will be no different. And we just continue to trust the Lord for his blessing and for his mercy.
Wonderful. Oh, that sounds good.
And also, the Brandon Hill School, they are back into cricket again. There's a new league on now, the Jamaica National League. And Monday, Brandon Hill Primary played Kellett's Primary. And, you know, Brandon Hill totally outplayed them. Brandon Hill won. So, you know, Brandon Hill has now moved on to the semifinals and stuff like that. So they're involved in a lot of cricket, and I'm sure, you know, there'll be a lot of that coming up, especially on the 8th of July. We're looking forward to that fun day at Brandon Hill Primary School.
So did they retain any, or and it's gonna go to Clarendon College from the champion team?
Say that again, Pastor. Then
from the team that went to the Sabina's Park, will there be going on to Clarendon College, or they will be retained back on the school?
Yes. Yes, a lot of them will be going on to Clarendon College, and some Pastor Glenn, some Pastor Kellett I, some Pastor Edwin Allen, some Pastor Claude McKay. So, but the bulk of them, the majority of them, 15 of them, will be going on to Clarendon College. You know, so, but I think they have a good Brandon Hill always have a good cricket structure. So when they move on, I'm sure they will still be winning. Because some who played this year, they are still on the team. But I know quite a few of them will be going on to high schools come September.
Okay. Yes, we have to wish them the best. And they will continue to, you know, further their cricketing career while they get on with some academics. Okay, the line is getting a little bad, so I'm going to take a break. I'm going to hear nothing. Okay, this is JRH Radio.
Yes, man, so I'm coming through 7 Grong now. I'm just probably just 2 miles away from Kelly. You know, so
right.
I'm still on the road, still giving God praise for his goodness and for his blessing and for his mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And because truly, truly God is amazing. Amazing God.
Wonderful.
To trust in him.
Okay. And I would say July 8th coming out looking. Charity day.
Well, the ticket, a lot of tickets are on sale, and I think some T-shirts and all that type of stuff will be on sale, and the principal and stuff and our team will be, you know, getting things in place for that great day. And I'm sure, you know, the team from overseas, the artists and the organizers, you know, will be coming down to have a wonderful time. You know, we just depend upon God that day, the 8th of July, you know, as I always say, our road leads to Brandon Hill. And somebody wants me to clarify which Brandon Hill. As I said before, there are 3 Brandon Hill in Jamaica. One is in St. Andrew, that's near to Golden Spring. One is in Montego Bay. But the Brandon Hill that I'm talking about is the Brandon Hill in the center of the island of Jamaica. It is at the foot of the Bullet Mountain. It's the Brandon Hill in Clarendon. That's the Brandon Hill I'm talking. So on the 8th of July of this year, all roads lead to Central Jamaica, which is Brandon Hill in Clarendon.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord, for a great fun day and concert. There's some great artists, Keisha Pierce and the rest, Sister Pat, and the rest. We are looking to God that we're going to have a great time lifting up the name of Jesus, for he's worthy to be praised. That's on Saturday, July 8th, our roads lead to Central Jamaica, the foot of the Bullet Mountain, at Brandon Hill Primary School.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful, sir. And secondly, how is the I think you have like 60, a team of 60 or 60 medical personnel coming in the same weekend. Yes, sir. Welcome back. Welcome.
Yes, man. I am now entering Kellett's in Clarendon. And I just want to hello for all the listeners there, you know, that this is the Clarendon Connection and the Redemption Show. We have the Clarendon Connection, man. I would say we just love to praise God, man. He's worthy to be praised because truly he's a good God.
Okay.
A good God here.
And also that same weekend, there's a team of medical personnel, a team of 60, will be on that weekend in, is it Foster College?
Yes, there'll be the LJDR Foundation will be having their health fair. I think this year is the 4th year. Under the leadership of Dr. Novlet Davies. Yes, Pastor Ben, go ahead.
You said Dr. Davies? What is his name? Dr. Davies. The lady is Dr. Davies. Okay. Let's take a break. Let's take a break and come back.
Take up your books and peace. Yes, indeed. Welcome to GRS Radio. Tonight we have Pastor Ron Cameron with the Redemption Show. It's all about the Clarendon Connection. Welcome back, Pastor Ron Cameron.
Yes, I am now in Shooter. Still on the road, and I tell you, we serve Almighty God. And to Him belongs all the praise and the honor and the glory. Yes, Pastor, then we were talking about the medical thing that Dr. Davis and her team will be coming down.
Yes.
They'll be coming down in on the ninth of July for that thing. It will be right after the fun day at Brandon. As a matter of fact, Dr. Davis, when we were talking on the show once, she said you know, she'll be coming in for the concert too, as well. So I know Dr. Davis will be at the concert, she and her crew. And after that, our medical mission starts. You know, she'll be to Jamaica with a number of doctors and medical personnel to distribute free medical care to the people of not just Brandon Hill, but people came as far as from St. Catherine, just to get this medical treatment, which is free and is also very good. So we just, you know, want to heal up Dr. Davis and her crew. I hope to get her on the show before she comes down to Jamaica.
And I understand that it's going to be over 3 days. Okay. This is GRS Radio.
That's right.
This is Denrich Youngerman. Yes, Dr. J is in the house. So welcome, Dr. J.
Thank you. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night, Dr. J. We're just going to road and all now. Come out of Shoes, heading to road and all, and then we're going to go up to Sandy River, and then we're going to go up to Redford.
Are you doing a tour or something?
Huh?
Are you doing a tour?
No! I am coming from St. Catherine. I am coming from Portmore High. Coming from Greater Portmore High. Today was the final for the City and Guilds exam. So I'm coming straight from Portmore, and I'm heading straight up to Redford for a crusade. So I have been picking it up from Honeycomb Rock, just giving the listeners a tour of where I'm heading. So we came to Kelly, we came to Seven Ground, Cross Hill, Top Hill, you know. So now we come to pass through Shooter, going to Road and all, and then we're gonna be heading to Sandy River and then to Redford, which is my destination. So, you know, we just too excited just to be in Clarendon always, you know. The roads are very bad, but, you know, we just hope that the government will put in, you know, measures in place so that the roads can be fixed. I know it is the hurricane season. The hurricane season starts in June, and this year, we are expecting, you know, according to the Met Office, 16 hurricanes. You know, so the roads are probably gonna be out of service for a while because you know with the hurricane season, you know, the roads gonna be damaged easily. But we have to just
do, the scripture says,
in all our ways we should acknowledge him and he will direct our path. So that's
Amen.
All.
Amen. So what's on the agenda? I mean, I just called in. I know I'm a bit late. What's on the agenda for tonight?
Well, we have spoken about the fun day that's coming up on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Our guest, based on the time, our guest was just not available. And I am on the road, still coming in.
Mm-hmm. Who the guest should have been, the principal?
Yeah.
Okay. And I spoke with Isaiah this morning, Edward, that's Baron's brother. He wanted to come on the show, so I thought he would be on tonight.
Oh, okay. But isn't he in Florida?
Yes, he's in Florida. Because he was telling me about a medical team that he wants to bring to that craft field. You know what I'm talking about? He said he and his wife were with you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, man. They're constructing a medical facility up by road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to make a facility up by road and all, he's planning to do a lot of improvement for our area. You know, you have a really good vision for the Brandon Hill area, and the Northern Caribbean and a whole. You know, so they should be coming down to have all of those things established. Because they are also involved in missions, you know, they have a ministry out here.
Right.
So they are doing a lot of things, and I know they contributed heavily to Brandon Hill School in terms of providing sponsorship for children who are going to Clarendon College. They are sponsor to that. So it would be good if, you know, you could come on and speak about it and let people know.
Yes. He sent me some information, but I didn't get a chance to go through it. And, you know, he's one of my cousins as well. So he's in the genes for us to, you know, to be donors and to help, you know, the less fortunate. And I'm just so proud of them.
They're doing a good job in terms of helping the communities. You know, they are one of the pioneers of the community. And today, Dr. Davis' mother is celebrating her I think it's her 90th or 91st birthday. You know, she's one of the I got to do some more research. I think she's one of the oldest women in from Brandon Hill now to be 91 and alive, you know. So
I was a part of that celebration as well. Yeah, and you know, my hat off to her. You know, she has brought up some very, very pioneers, as you mentioned, the word pioneer. That's Dr. Davis. Oh my God, she's doing an awesome job as well. So, you know, more power to Miss Fanny for raising up such an awesome, you know, woman and men of God. We pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen her and to give her long life. Did we lose the hand command? I'm not hearing him.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh. Okay. I'm done talking for now, so it's your turn.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, man, I am here. I am on the road. I'm heading into Rexford. I'm trying to negotiate the road and I have my phone at my ears, you know.
That must be difficult. I don't know, you guys hold the phone at your ears until I can't get used to doing that. I found it very difficult for me to drive and hold the phone on my ear, so I must have a Bluetooth.
Well, in Jamaica, it's not illegal, you know, so we just go and practice it, you know. I tell you.
Wow.
Because even the policeman, they drive and do it too, so, you know, I guess everybody just do it. But they're going to be putting in some laws very soon that deals with the cell phone while driving, you know, because it is dangerous. It is really dangerous, you know.
Yeah, it's quite a distraction.
I think there's a law in on that in Jamaica. When I was there, I didn't drive and talk and drive, because I'm almost certain there was a law banning that.
Oh, you mean like years ago, or when you were there the last time?
November when I was there, October, November.
Oh. Yeah, I thought I heard that they brought in some laws pertaining to that.
Yeah,
right?
they mention it, but it's not been passed into law yet. So you can't be fined for driving with talking on your cell phone. You know, they can probably warn you and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be fined for driving and talking on your cell phone. Not in Jamaica. I know in North America, it is, you know, you can't do that. But in Jamaica,
yeah,
we can always do that, man. It's not yet a law. The seat belt, you know, you can't drive without a seat belt. That's if you're doing that, you're breaking the law.
Yeah, that's been in place for many years now.
But don't they can still prosecute you for not driving with reasonable care? Even though it's not.
Maybe because if it causes a destruction, then yeah, I don't know Jamaican law anymore. But yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because I remember in Canada, like in the 94, 95. They start to charge people driving and drink water or eating a Mars bar, you know. And it's just something that actually spread from there. And that's when they start with the cell phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Canadian law is the first one that started. I remember, because there was a high-profile one where the lady was eating a Mars bar. A Snickers or a Mars bar, and they were prosecuted. The one was drinking a bottle of water while driving, and they were prosecuted. And then it kind of spread into other countries where, you know, you have something in your hand, they can fine you for not driving with. I can't remember what the charges. But it's
that's true.
Reckless
and
you care.
I'm remembering something that happened right here in the U.S. not long ago, and I've forgotten which state. This man was arrested for driving and eating.
Yeah, sorry.
I saw it on the news.
Can I just get a coupon card in?
Yeah, it started in 1994. Five in Canada. I think that was the first. And then the U.S. and the U.K. and then other country started. So even though the at that time the cell phone law was not yet established, but they could still under that same law prosecute you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's interesting. Pastor Cameron calling out to someone.
Yeah, and I think it's also spin over to people driving with one hand on the door. You know, you like to drive with one hand and one hand hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible. I would never. I don't drive with my windows down, you know, per se. But even if I had to, I would never put on my hand out, because I remember an incident in Jamaica where someone lost his arm like that.
I think it's a taxi man style. I think every taxi man in Jamaica drive with one on outside, almost.
Yeah. That's true.
I used to drive with one on outside.
No, especially the what you call the ones, the hustler ones. Well, the robot ones. They always are having their arms on the north side.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess the most popular camera now is the Himbo, that noise, that feedback.
Yeah, you guys play music and put them on a cover, okay? Okay, that's good. Okay. Right, so let's take a music break and come back.
Okay.
Nurse Mentors Healthcare Services is now recruiting healthcare professionals, RNs, LPNs, CNAs, and home health aides. We provide 24/7 staffing and in-home care throughout the state of Florida. Call us now at 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191. We work hand in hand with our patients, doctors, and family members to meet our patients' needs. All our staff members are licensed, bonded, and insured. Please visit us at 6151 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Call us today, 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191. Again, 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191.
Welcome back, one and all. Welcome back, Pastor Ron Cameron.
Pastor Dan.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I am in Rexford with an evangelist. He's doing an awesome job in Rexford. Lots of young people are getting saved, and we see people being delivered. He's Reverend Allen, and I want to, and I have him right beside me right now, ready to go live and global on the Redemption Show. He's all the way in Rexford, and I want you to talk to him. This is a man of God. He's been doing great work for the last 2 weeks here in Rexford. And I am a witness to what he's doing. I see young people getting saved, young people giving their life to the Lord, young people worshiping. Right now, people are in the church worshiping, and he's right here. His name is Reverend Allen. You're going to talk to him, sir. Reverend.
God bless you, sir.
Good evening, Reverend Allen. And good evening.
Good evening.
Reverend.
How are you?
GRS Radio. And we have in
yes,
the studio with us tonight. Reverend Allen, from
yes, sir.
Are you in Rexford?
Yes, sir. I'm from Maypen, and I worship at the Miracle Temple Ministries in Maypen, Clarendon.
Maypen. Is that Gennett Tree, a notable Gennett Tree?
Sorry, it's 12 Stevens Road, Maypen. My pastor's name is Reverend Simpson. Yes, sir.
Reverend Simpson. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to Global Radio, and you're in the Redemption Show tonight. And we have in the studio Dr. Beck, Ruan Cameron. We have also Jacqueline out there in California. So welcome, Pastor
yes, sir.
Allen. We heard that
yes,
you're
sir.
Doing mighty work in Jamaica. And
praise God.
Help to transform in life, and you have a hurt, a type of heart-shaking ministry.
To God be the glory, sir.
Amen. So tell us some more of the work that you're doing.
Amen. Well, I've been called by God to reach the lost. Amen. Praise God at whatever cost, whatever means necessary. Amen. Praise God. I've been saved for over 24 years. Praise God. I've been doing deliverance for over 20 years. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you're called and you have to, the Bible says, do the work of him that called you to do the work. Amen.
Yes. Yeah. That sends you, yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir. You know, God has been good to me because I, you know, I've seen my daughter come back from the dead. Amen. Praise God. You know, and I've, you know, I've committed my life to God, to the work of God.
Amen. Amen. And you ministering, is you specializing in young people ministry or just anyone?
Yes, sir. I reach the ministry the Lord has given to me. I reach out to the marketplace, the gunmen, wherever they are, you know, because I believe that when you're sent, you have back it. Amen. Praise God. You know, and
yes.
Many I've one testimony I have is when that you know you heard of the one other group in Maytown. I used to be there, the gunmen, and the Lord sent me to them. Amen. Praise God. They put a contract on me, but I'm alive and they're all dead.
Yes. Okay, so you reach out to the gunmen. You're not afraid of anyone. You reach out.
My outreach is, you know, I need to get to those people in the marketplaces, the places where, you know, I call it the guttermost part of the earth. You know, that's where I enjoy witnessing to people, you know, providing food for people on the streets in Maypen and stuff like that.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome, sir. Well done.
Yes, sir.
And
that is my ministry, and
your base church that you operate from.
Yes, it's the church I operate. I worship in Miracle Temple Ministries at 1270
Miracle,
Maypen.
Miracle Temple Ministries?
Sir?
Is it Miracle Temple?
I could hardly hear that. Miracle Temple Ministries.
Yeah,
my
Miracle
bishop
Temple.
Is Bishop Herman Stewart.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
Wouldn't break
it. And you
yes, sir, the phone is sort of breaking up. Sir?
Do you travel throughout Jamaica or are you confined to Clarendon area?
Yeah, I travel overseas. I was living in Canada as a young boy. I went to school in Canada.
Okay.
Did my Bible studies in Canada. Amen. Praise God. And I have children in Canada before I was saved. You know, but God has given me a passion for Jamaica. And you know, I think everyone is trying to, you know, when you're called, you know, you can't just run away. You have to stand because I believe that when Moses was sent back to Egypt, God prepared the way for him. Everybody that wanted Moses dead was out of the way. So God has He has given me this mandate, you know, for Jamaica. And I'm taking it, you know, I prayed for the Lord to give me a vehicle to go to where other preachers wouldn't go. And a woman drove all the way from Mandeville with a RAV4. I said, God said to give you this.
Okay, wow.
Awesome, God. So I'm able to travel in areas that the regular car cannot go because, you see, when God, he said we must go his ear for into the world, not
yes.
just into certain areas where you're comfortable, you know. One of my vision is to have one of those vans with its own system in it to just drive up and just start blasting gospel all over the place. That's my dream. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, that sounds good.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You want to reach everyone. Yes.
So, but that is our commission. And I was
Amen.
Standing beside a wonderful man of God. This man kept setting the church on fire. There. Oh my God!
Yes.
Right now I'm in the process of planning a prayer vigil in Maypen, because the Lord showed me that from I was in Canada for 2 years the other day, and I just dropped everything and came home because the Lord said go home, you know. And what has happened is that I'm gonna be right in the middle of the town. I'm gonna be having 3 nights of worship and testimonies, and 3 days of prayer and fasting. And you know, I this man of God have to come. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen to that.
Amen, sir.
That's good. I mean, so much thing is happening in Jamaica right now that Pastor Ron Cameron earlier said they need a spiritual intervention and organizing something. Yes.
I keep telling people that they took the Ark of the Covenant and put it before the Philistines' God, and it was destroyed. They tried to rebuild it; it was destroyed. The church have the authority and the power to pull down. The Bible says that where any two or three are gathered, there are so many churches. We should be able to pull down the strongholds of the enemy. But the thing is that you see, I have a message that says, "What do you do when nothing works?" You know, and what was Job's response? He said he arose. It's time for the church to rise up. It's time for the church to rise up. You see, we're too silent. You know, we're too passive. You know, and I think it's time for the church to begin to declare and decree what the word says. When you decree what the word says, you will see. Every time God, I've told people this, and some of them don't understand. I hope they do believe me. When God gives a word, he backs it up with demonstration.
Yeah.
And I think God is about to shake this place. And people need to hear the word of God.
So a prayer prayer vigil and a crusade in the heart of Clarendon. Well,
I could you repeat that? I cannot hear you. The phone is sort of breaking down a bit, breaking up a bit.
Okay,
sir.
I'll say a prayer vigil in the heart
yes.
of Clarendon, along with a crusade.
In the heart of Maypen.
Heart of Maypen. That will.
Yes, I'm planning that right now. It's in planning stage.
Okay. And that would
yes,
that would help. That would help. And that also serves to unite the body of Christ, you know. So we have a lot of
yes, sir.
Disunity at the moment, and a lot of
you know.
Yes, it is. It is. And that's a plan of the enemy. And we should not be surprised because he has to attack the body of Christ. You know, but the kingdom of God cannot fall. It cannot fall. And once we stand and believe that and know what the word says. You see, I've often told people that Sunday morning should be Bible study when everybody is in church. Because once you have the word and know the word, you begin to speak the word will demonstrate itself because the word is living, it's alive. Oh, glory to God.
Amen. Amen. And I hope the college are taking heed and supporting ministry like that because we have heard several testimonies of men who were actually going out to execute people. And God has spoke to them through servants like yourself, ministry like yours. Have spoke to them, you know,
yes, sir.
And they have testified in later years that what they were about to do, you know.
So, yes, sir.
You know, but an intervention like to intercede, also to, you know, to bring people back to the hour of prayer, and the heart of man becomes so vile, you know, the need thing of that. And that magnitude, you know, a prayer.
Yes, sir.
This would serve well.
You see, the word of God says in this last hours, because we're not in last days anymore, we're in the last hours. And we need to look to God more than ever. And the Bible says the heart of men will be desperately wicked. The lovers wax cold. So we see it happening before us. You know, the only way out is through Jesus Christ. That's the only way out. And you see, the churches today, I believe that fear has come upon the world. Ever since 9/11, fear has come upon the world. You can't even go to the airport, they're stripping down. So, you see, what we need to do, amen, praise God, the church needs to come against that spirit. It's a spirit that has taken over, the spirit of fear. And, sir, I tell people this. When the one other guy put the gun in my face, and the gun, it went click, click, click. And when he removed it, it was discharged three times. The guy said to me, what other man you go to? I said to him, his name is Jesus. But I had pity on him because he did not understand. Because the Bible says the spiritual man knows more than the physical man. So the physical man couldn't understand the power of Almighty God. Amen, praise God. So therefore, we just need to stand on the word. No weapon that is formed can prosper.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for coming on the program. And I'm sure a lot of people are listening out there. And if you are listening, inquiring, then you have heard Pastor Hallin and the message and the mission that he is about to carry out. So do you set the date and the time for the prayer vigil?
Sir?
Have you already set the date and time for the prayer vigil?
No, I have not yet set it because what I have to do, I have to get permission from the parish council and the police because the way situations are now, you can't just go and do anything. You have to get permission. So I'm in the midst of talking with the mayor of Maypen and with the superintendent of police. I've already gotten the letters drafted, so I'm going to go take it to them, hear what they say. Then I'll give them a date. Then they will, you know, because anything that's taking place now, you know, they have to know about it, which is proper because these young men are so disobedient and out of order. You know, they will try, you know, but you know, I know God, whenever they give us, you know, the Bible says everything must be done in decency and in order. So the church must not be found guilty of anything. We need to understand that the church, Jesus' name must be blameless. So I want to get everything straight. What I could do is when I get the date and everything set, I can give it to the man of God and he can contact you.
Okay, wonderful. And you could, there's a lot of churches in that area. I hope they will support the ministry and see this as...
They will. I believe they will.
Yes.
I've already contacted pastors because I preach all over Jamaica, and I have at least 18 churches ready to just roll into Maypen.
Okay. My good friend and colleague is not too far away either in Palmer's Cross.
Nope.
Pastor
Palmer's Cross.
Bishop
yes,
Keith
I know Palmer's Cross.
Bishop Keith Bulgin.
Bishop Bulgin. You see, I own a little business. He's one of my customers. Pastor Bush is a good friend, wonderful man of God. At the New Testament in Palmer's Cross.
Yes, that's right.
Wonderful man of God. Wonderful man of God.
Yes. Wonderful. Well, good people. We pray and that, you know, everything going to be work out well.
Yes, sir. I believe it will.
Thank you for coming on this evening, and thank you for sharing your testimony and your vision.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Said, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I hope that the politicians are taking heed, you know, that you have a vision, you're God's man for the hour, and, you know, something will happen.
Yes, sir. You see, where is a vision, the Lord will provide. There's a vision, there's provision.
Yes. You know, involve the presence of God in Clarendon.
Amen. Amen.
They need that. They need the presence of God to really.
Yes, sir.
You know, the four corners of Clarendon. Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah.
Need that. You know, so many things are happening that, you know, and people like yourself who are not happy with situation, and that's why you're called and blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's a pleasure talking to you, sir. It's a pleasure having you sharing, you know, inviting me on this. And we'll be praying for you too, sir. Okay, sir?
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Allen. And thank you.
And I'm going to hand over the phone to the man of God, because I'm almost needed in church.
Okay.
God bless you, sir.
God
thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes,
welcome. That was Pastor
Dan. This is the Redemption Show. We are in Rexford Live, man. We are in Rexford Full Gospel. And the service is really ringing out, and lots of people are coming in. And he just spoke with Evangelist Allen. I tell you, man, he's the man of the hour. God is using him mightily. Souls are getting saved. Souls are getting delivered. Souls are being filled back down the Holy Ghost. And we just give God praise and honor and glory. This is the Redemption Show, and we are live in Rexford. And the Rexford Full Gospel. And we just give God praise and honor and glory. We're going to be heading straight back into service. Keep on praying for us, and we'll be in touch faster than. Take care. God bless.
One love, one God. God bless. Thanks, Pastor Ron Cameron.
One more time. Yeah, take it easy.
Yes. God bless. Pastor Ron Cameron, welcome one and all. Welcome to everyone. Yes. Look at that. Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome, Dr. J, in the house. Welcome, one and all. Welcome. Pastor Ron Cameron sounds very excited. And I know that the story is a movement.
It's full of excitement, man.
Yeah. The movement. So we want to thank one and all. Dr. J, you'd like to share anything before we go?
The project, Jamaica Project in Action, I would like to encourage folks to donate towards this worthy cause. We have back to school coming up, you know, you want to donate a backpack, book, you know, a few dollars, whatever, you know. One person mentioned today that she's living in Jamaica and she don't have a lot. And I told her, there isn't much when God is in it. Is that the amount that you give is, you know, is the thought that comes? So if you have $20, $1 million, we don't turn away donations at Jamaica Project in Action. You know, we bless people who donate, you know, ask God to double or, you know, triple or give them 10 times, you know, back what they are donating to the church. This is too much a worthy cause, and we are desperately in need of your help. You know, listeners out there, we really and truly need your help at this time, so please do not hesitate to donate towards this cause. And also for Brandon Hill Primary, we are getting closer to the funding. And for everyone who have pledged, please remember your pledge and donate accordingly. And I shall say, have a good one. God bless and walk good.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. J, for that reminder.
And I said, that's a goodwill gesture, you know, it's the little and the thought that counts. And I always use the phrase, you know, that some went, some sent, and some spent. And what do I mean is that, you know, some people, you might don't have it, but you can start, you know, spread positive vibes on the things that we are doing. Share with people, and that we need support. Talk about us in a positive light. Read up about what we're doing, and see that we're doing something great. And if you can't contribute in a monetary way, you can spread the news what we're doing and that we need support. Yeah.
That's true. And you know, Mr. Anchorman, I mean, every day that God sends, we have more than 5 people calling in asking us to assist them. We can't really do this on our own. Today, I just called from Jamaica, people were reminding me that it's back to school. And like, you know, like we've been doing, we've been sending back to school stuff to evil children from other schools. A lot of people don't know what they're talking about. Call it on, and they want to send their
children our child in school, and
we're
ever coming from, we always find it to send to them. So, you know, we're not taking money for ourselves. You know, we're using this to bless others, and when you bless others, God will bless you. So, you know, just do what you can, and the Lord will do the rest.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Thank you. So, thank you, Dr. Kathleen, for tuning in, and thanks for your support. And thanks, one and all. All those who are listening out there in Radio Land, comment on the team. Thank you all on behalf of Dr. C and myself, on all the wonderful people who are giving, contributing, and those that make pledges. And know as soon as your phone arrives, you will send it to us so we can bless others. And be a blessing to you. You're casting your bread upon the water. And I pray and trust that you will find it many, many days after. Well, not so much many, many, but you will find it, you know, not too long after.
I don't want to go, Ms. Antoman, but we also mentioned that you don't want to donate using your debit or credit card, you can pay those donations as well. So whatever means or ways they want to do the donations, we're capable to accept it.
Yes, and for those who are doing regular payments, we get tax write off at the end of the year.
Right. Because we are a 501c3 organization, and that's the main thing. Because some people are afraid to donate because they're afraid. At the end of the year, they always get back. Well, with Jamaica Credit in Action, you can do a tax write-off at the end of each year. Not only this year, but all the other years, because you can do a tax write-off, you know, if you continue to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so.
All right, so thank you. Thank you, one and all. Thank you, Dr. J. Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you, Pastor Ron Cameron, the Redemption Show. So God bless. One love. So.
One love.
Okay. So goodbye, one and all. Mr. Vegas. Don't leave it, Mr. Vegas. Sweet Jamaica.
No, I'm an easy.
No,
big up man like Josie Wales.
I tell you nothing like my
Shaggy.
Jamming to the reggae beat, bubble up your body, just to move your feet. I feel like jamming to
eat from a dumpling, me nah leave ya. Sun like the sea, cool breeze a jammed up. String up the sun, while if a vibe's yeah, done. Make the music beautiful and people just a have fun. Jerk on a place, I work a fish that steamed up.